Pete Miller into the game.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did.
22nd timeout with the Lakers.
I thought the pig would win the Oscar.
111-89.
You ever see the Oscar?
Be quiet.
Alright, it is 8:46 p.m. on Wednesday, September 9th, and this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Well, if you're a Nuggets fan, you know it's bad news if I'm recording the podcast while your game is still going on. Because I guess you could think it was bad news if you're a Clippers fan, too. Because that means somebody's getting blown out. And unfortunately tonight, though, it is the Nuggets that are getting pretty thoroughly trounced. You know, the Clippers, they lost the game that I didn't see. I was off in the woods. That's kind of part of the problem is when there's this games this often, it's very difficult to find a time to get away. And sometimes... Sometimes I have to skip a game or two, which is a bummer. It's not in the regular playoffs. I'm always able to kind of manage to work my going outside life in with my my watching basketball life. I'm able to make them work together. Not so much in this format. But anyway, so yeah, I guess the only game I missed was the only game Denver played well in. I guess the Clippers didn't really play that great in Game 3, but they did win it. And I guess it does say something about the Clippers. They were able to get a playoff win in a game where arguably only Paul George played well and nobody else played worth a damn. So that certainly says a lot about where they're at right now. Like, they're definitely, as I predicted, 2 weeks after... the playoffs, when they had all their players back, they would start to round into shape, and they have rounded into shape. So no surprise there. Before I gush about the playoffs a little bit more, there is some news. The Oklahoma City Thunder did not renew Billy Donovan's contract, so he is no longer the coach of the team. Reports are that they are considering, they're going in a direction next year that maybe Billy Donovan isn't down with. Or maybe it's Billy Donovan who, I don't know. It's a little confusing to be honest. But you know, I can understand a coach not wanting to stick around for a rebuild. It's tough, especially one like Donovan who has just managed to make, managed to make hay with whatever roster the management gave him. Like to win that many games, like they're in the NBA. Roster consistency is the most stable predictor of success. You could take the list of the teams that have the most roster consistency every year, and you would probably see, hey, these are the top five teams in the league. The only exceptions are like when teams manage to get multiple superstars. But even then, like sometimes the roster consistency wins out over that. So yeah, that's definitely the fact that Billy Donovan has managed to be so successful with his roster drastically changing every season is something to talk about. And he definitely is somebody who's going to get another NBA job for sure. There are people who are talking about him in Philadelphia, but it sounds like they're already locked in on their coach. It looks like they're going the route of Mo Cheeks. At least that's what I hope they're doing, because it would suck if there's another Steve Kerr situation where some white guy just zooms in and takes a job, which is good on Steve Kerr. Like, he addressed that. He said he did skip the line, and he says he's going to try to work to make sure more African-American coaches get coaching positions. So good at him for addressing it, because that is what happens. Good at him for talking about it. Let's see. Speaking of Sixers, though, and potentially Billy Donovan, which might be weird, they are in talks to apparently not in talks, because I think we're in a moratorium right now, but reports leak that they are thinking about trading for Chris Paul. Somebody made a joke on Twitter that, you know, the Sixers fans talked about the process. The Bucks fans talked about results. but now they're, like, you know, in terms of their young teams, their youth movement. And now they're both trying to recruit the ancient Chris Paul on Supermax contract to bail their teams out. Because it is funny in a way, as a fan of a team that never does things the rookie way. It feels good. I wish the Lakers would do things in a more organic way. It would be a lot better than what we got going on right now. But I mean, I can't complain. The Lakers are up 2-1, but it's definitely it's a little bit more tenuous a grasp on that lead than the Nuggets had when they were up 2-1. I definitely don't expect the Lakers to be up 94-83. Which, hey, good on Denver for knocking that down to 11, because it was 19 when I started recording. I'm not expecting the Lakers to be up 94-83 to the Rockets with a minute 20 to go into fourth, though. I think it's going to be another war for the Lakers. I don't think that series is over. I think that one's going along, so should be interesting. But yeah, it would if they had like some semblance of like the team that they were looking to build, and they would have put that team around LeBron instead of trading like an entire team, maybe things would be different. They probably wouldn't have had AD, so that is a true statement. But you know, it still remains to be seen if AD is the person who fixes the Lakers' problems. We'll see. I'm more confident in the Lakers now. It may not sound like it. I'm more confident in them now than I've been at any point in the season. I have some belief in this team now that I didn't before. But that still doesn't mean I think they're going to win the series for sure. The Rockets still have some fight in them for damn sure. Speaking of fight, Celtics and Raptors. Man, that was a great game. If you can see game 6 of Celtics Raptors, please do yourself a favor and seek that game out. It was wonderful. Went to double overtime. Pretty much came down to a single shot. In double overtime, the game came down to a single shot. That's amazing. Definitely worth your trouble of finding. Lots of good defense, but also lots of good offense. A lot of times, close game means messy, and close game doesn't mean good game. I'm a big proponent of that. But this was a game that was both close and good, with execution on both ends of the ball. It's definitely worth taking a look at if you can. Even though I'm not a Raptors fan, I'm definitely not a Celtics fan, and I still was doing cheers over some of the plays we were doing. It was a lot of fun. That's a good series, and it's good that it's going 7. I almost wish it would go like 9, you know, just to keep this thing going. But anyway, that's it for news and views. There still is the scenario of the... Wow, I'm having trouble with words. there still is the point of business where I need to salute the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks are a team that people are going to say what if about for years. They were hitting a little bit of a rough patch when the season suspended, but they would have had 30% of the season to fix that. And we are talking about like a team that had one of the best regular season performances we've ever seen. They clinched the playoffs earliest anyone's ever clinched it. They had a dominant defense. They had put a dominant three-point game surrounding Giannis, and even Giannis was doing okay. He was doing okay with his shot. He still wasn't hitting at the clip it needs to hit to, but it was hitting, and it looked like everything. It looked like they were the prohibitive favorites. I spent a lot of time talking about the Clippers while the season was going, but like from the objectivity of the break, I was able to kind of recognize that based on the numbers and based on like what I saw, it was actually Milwaukee that were the favorites, and I thought going into the bucket that that would continue. Unfortunately, the bubble just did not work out for them like that. That's beyond their control. They were one of the greatest teams of regular season ever. Have one of the best defensive players. They have the MVP, so Milwaukee Bucks. I still think. All right, that's about it for the show. Still a minute to go in the Clippers game. Wow, this is the jokes people make about the NBA about the last 2 minutes taking 20 minutes there. They're not accurate. This has only been like 3 or 4 minutes, but still, this last 40 seconds has taken forever. I have about 3 hours to kill, and then I'm going to go watch a meteor shower. So, if for some reason you're weird and you listen to this tonight, there's a big meteor shower. I go outside and I look at it, see some meteors. It's cool. Anyway, I think that's it for the show. I will talk to y'all next Sunday.